Blog Talk Radio.
This world all strange right now. These babies out here throwing up the devil on some stuff. Thinking it's love. Following these rap stars, these rock gods. It's a shame. There's only one God, and his name is Jesus.
I got some words of life for God. We can live the vibe. Barely surviving in this mad world today. Or only see the struggles that you face. Come on, follow me, I can take you to a better place.
So since you say that we headed on out, 9 out of 10 black men, victims of homicide. When will it genocide? Seats on these streets over beef. And probably over a little jewelry. Y'all, man, you on the fool with me. I got the tool, you see. And release 17 hot ones at the drop of a hat. Imagine that, it ain't me, but that's the way these kids act.
Formed himself as an angel of light,
So how much more shall his ministers do? So you gotta know if you under God's ministers or if you under the devil's minister. That's why the Bible say try the spirit by the spirit and see where that spirit of God. You know what I'm saying? See, I'm trying to keep it real with y'all, but hey, y'all gonna hate me for it. Y'all might wanna hang me for it, but it's all right. But I'm speaking the truth.
Hey, testimony, man. Why you dissing all the rappers in the game like that, man? Like, why you going at everybody, man, thinking that, you know what I mean, your way's the right way, man, when everybody doing, you know, whatever they doing, man.
Look here, man, let me tell you like this, man. This thing ain't about me. It ain't about you. It's all about Christ. It's all about winning souls. And if you out there spreading garbage and you out there just spreading lies on top of lies and just corrupting all the kids and, you know, you got little babies thinking they hoes and young men thinking they drug dealers and gangsters, man, of course I'm going to come at y'all. And, you know, it really don't even matter because y'all trying to genocide our own people with this music y'all putting out. And y'all don't even care.
Today, praise the Lord. I'm telling y'all, that's great. We got to get it together. We thank you all for tuning in to the Speedy Brown and Angel on Deck Super Sunday Live. I'm telling you, it's just awesome to be back on the air again today before you all. And we just want to just give a shout out to all of our listeners today, to all of Africa. We would like to give a shout out to all of you all there in Ghana, in Nigeria, to those that are in Kenya, Uganda, Zambia, Zimbabwe, Malawi, Cameroon, Ethiopia. We thank God for y'all, my people in Liberia, all of Africa. God bless you. To those here in the United States, every city and state that's represented listening in on today, we just want to say God bless you. Also in Australia, we don't want to forget our Latino family. God bless you. Our Chaldean family, God bless you. Those in Brazil, Mexico, God bless you. We have people in Russia that listens in Croatia, Serbia. We want to say God bless. Even to those that are in the UK, those that are in Italy, we want to say God bless you all on today. I'm telling you, it's just great all over the world, wherever you may be listening in at. We just want to say God bless you. I want to make a mention that about sometime this week, one day this week, our list of the top 12 artist countdown, our nominees, will be posted up, and we will get a date ready on what date we're going to be doing this with our, you know, judges. We have to get things together. But y'all know we have the top 12 artist countdown every month. We do this once a month where our nominees are posted up, and we have three judges that call in. One of our judges, we thank God for a gospel recording artist, Master Don, there in Italy. He's normally been a judge, so we're looking forward to him being back on with us again. This time we have our brother in Florida that is one of the judges as well, and then we have another judge. So it's going to be awesome. What we do is play one song of the one of the hottest song from each artist, and then the judges select at the end, towards the end of the program, who our first, second, and third place winners will be for this month of February. And what happens is their music and stuff is heard, constant, not saying it don't be heard anytime, no time at all, because it does, but it's like 30 days straight that we're on radio, you hear their music. And so we just thank God for that. It's just awesome. So, in saying that, just look for the links being posted up with the 12 names that will be posted up as well. And also, I want to give a shout-out to Cortez today, Cortez Willis on today, and his wife, Toy. We want to say God bless, and we want to give a shout-out to Scooter as well. They have a great song that you will hear tomorrow, Hold Up, and it's going to be great. Also, we have, I think I'm pronouncing this right, AWOL, I think I'm saying this right, U Foundation, there in Ghana. It's a great song with various artists. This is Who I Am that will be playing on tomorrow. And then we have our sister Wumi doing a remix of Eagles that will be playing also. And then more. Y'all know how we do it. We'll have more, and that's going to be going on. Motara, new song will be on as well. But we just thank God. But anyway, we're going to keep going on in this program right now. I don't want to waste any time because we have our great brother, gospel recording artist, also Speedy Brown, and that's his, program name. And also his recording artist name is Testimony. And we just thank God for him. You will be hearing me on his show as well starting next weekend. We will be promoting it, will be posted and everything. And so we just thank God. So in saying that, like I said, I don't want to get thrown off. I'm going to go ahead and get started. People with chat on the boxes and stuff, I cannot talk right now. My hands is heavy right now, but I can get with you all after the show or sometime tomorrow. But right now I have to get things going. We thank God for, like I said, our brother. His shows have really been a blessing to listen to. It really has. It has been a blessing not only to the nations, but it's been a blessing to me. He does things very different, and I love it. I love the different of it. and I want to give a shout out to him on today. God bless you, Speedy Brown, his mother, Elie, Ethel Johnson, and also his wife, Tamika Brown. We just thank God for them, and I would not have came in connection with them if it wasn't for my sister, Taylor Brown, because it was through her that I met Elie, and through Elie, I met her son. So we want to give a shout-out to my sister, Taylor Brown, as well. I thank God for her, because like I said, if it wasn't for me meeting Elie through her, I would not have met the Browns family, and we just thank the Lord for all of them today. We want to give a shout out there in Florida to all our family there in Florida. God bless you. Like I said, he has a great program that I'm very, very just blessed, you know, to listen to. I get off my show, and sometimes I be like drenched, you know, drained. But I sit, you know what I'm saying, and go to listening to his. I'm talking about the whole thing. And, I mean, I have been blessed by what I hear. Great music. Also, he has guest callers that are just awesome, that calls in. They have different topics they talk about. Then he makes us laugh with Pastor so-and-so. Y'all will be hearing that on there. But it's just awesome how he does things. And then at the end, you know, he just give great word of encouragement and prayer. And you don't find too many people doing it. I know it's people doing it, but sometimes you don't hear a lot of people doing it. So I just thank God for his life on today. He's very humble, and that's what I like about his spirit. Very, very humble man. And I'm telling you, and you know the enemy don't like that kind of stuff. You know what I'm saying? He really don't. He'll try to come and throw obstacles, but I'm here to let you know, Speedy Brown and your family, that no weapon formed against y'all, it will not and never not prosper. It will not. And we just thank God for this family. I thank God for his testimony that has been shared even on this program last week with him and gospel recording artists there in Los Angeles, Don Floss, and then we had Doc Freeze out there in Florida. And I'm telling you, it was just awesome. Awesome. So what I want to do today, we're going to hear a program that Speedy Brown did back on Tuesday, entitled Truth Tuesday. And I was truly blessed by this broadcast. I really was. And I told him that I was going to play this. A lot of you all know that on Sundays, I do my thing, true enough, you know, on the Sundays and stuff. But I told him that broadcast, I enjoyed it so much that I wanted to share it with other nations, you know, that is listening in as well of our regular, you know, listeners and everything. But we have other people all over the world that I felt needed to hear this broadcast. And then right after that, we're going to do a clipping of our brother, Dr. Willie James Campbell, very, very powerful man of fire. We thank God for him. He had a message. He got a message called, "It's Working Out for Your Good." And I'm telling you, it is powerful. And I wanted to play a clipping of that and some prayer. And if we have enough time, we'll hear more message and prayer. If not, you know how we do it. You will catch up on it this week sometime. We have some time, all the time, to do that. But I wanted to get the word, you know, across as well and some prayer. But we thank God for this great man of God on today, and I'm just bubbling up on the inside. I really thank God for his divine connection. I just cannot keep saying I really want to give thanks to my sister Taylor Brown, because if it wasn't for her, I would not have met this family. And I believe in just giving, you know, thanks, you know what I'm saying, to people. It's nothing wrong for us being honored and being thanked. So many people forget, you know, the connects, where connects come from. Me and her was just talking about that. You know, you got a lot of people. I've experienced that, where I can hook up people with other people or introduce to other people, and they catch amnesia. They get so wrapped up that they catch amnesia. They don't even know, you know, where it started, and don't even know your name. Can't even say, hey, what's up, no more. But I thank God I'm not that type of sister, because I don't like that happening to me, and I don't do that to others. So I like to give thanks. You know, I thank God because he is the head of his connect. But I also thank God for my sister Taylor Brown, because like I said, I would not have known this great man of God, if it wasn't for his great mom. I thank God. Mom, you have given birth. I'm going to call you Mama Ely. You have given birth to an awesome man of God. And we all go through stuff in life, and we have to have we have testimonies of what we went through. But I'm telling you, prayers and everything else did not go in vain. I thank God. Hallelujah. I thank God for salvation. I thank God for change and how he's changed us and saved us. And he's steady at changing us. None of us have arrived. None of us is called perfect right now. But we know we got to be right before the Lord gets here. We can't wait till he get here. Because if you wait till he get here, then it's too late. You will be left behind. You will be lost. But I thank God for this brother. And I'm going to shut my mouth because I'm kind of getting emotional. But I thank God for his life. And I pray that all of you that are listening right now will be blessed by his show that you're going to hear from Tuesday, even though it was Tuesday's show. But to me, it's a show even for today. And so we thank God you're going to hear this great show entitled Truth Tuesday. And right after you hear his show, we're going to go right into our brother, Dr. Willie James Campbell. Those of you that's going in, I'm telling you, this is a powerful a message called It's Working Out for Your Good. As soon as we hear this great broadcast from Speedy Brown, we're going to go straight into Dr. Willie James Campbell, and we're going to interrupt after that. I'm not going to interrupt, so we're going to be not talking for a good while. But I pray that y'all listening in today, that you will not turn off this link. That you will continue to listen to it for the whole entire time. Because I'm telling you, this program of Speedy Brown and the powerful preaching that's going to come after that is going to encourage you. I'm telling you, anytime you hear a message called, it's working out for my good, I want to hear it too. And I done listened to it over and over again, and I will never get sick and tired of listening to that message. So here we go right now with our dear brother, Speedy Brown, and his show, Truth Tuesday, and we will be back in a little while.
At www.spreaker.com, create your own radio show and find thousands of exclusive radio channels.
Explain to you in just a few minutes here. But, you know, I just want to say God bless y'all today, and we want to help y'all to make money and just be blessed in your life and your finances and everything. So soon we'll be having fitness experts coming through, financial experts, everything, relationship experts. You know, we just want to try to make bless the whole man. You know, so that's really what my heart is to bless the whole man. And I just want to play this song right here, and then we'll go into our caller, okay? So y'all check this out. This is Mr. Push, all the way from Nigeria. I love this song. It's nice. You'll like it.
I dedicate this song to Jadon David Ayo. Welcome to planet Earth, young man. Mr. Push.
Listen to me, deeper. Whatever your journey is, keep walking. Don't give up on the way. God will give you the strength to carry on. Whatever your journey is, keep walking. Don't give up, because God is by your side. In the middle of the night, I will stand beside you no matter what you see. Deep down in the valley, or even up on the mountain top, even in the wilderness, my God will make that way where there seems to be no way. Don't stop, hold on to Him. He will see you through your hair. Whatever your journey is, keep walking. Don't give up on the way. My God will give you the strength to carry on. Whatever your journey is, keep walking. Don't give up, because God is by your side. Listen to me. My faith is ice, and it declares what it is today. It is never over until it is over. I am unstoppable, unmovable, unbuggable, unshakable. But patience brings possession. My tongue is the pain of a ready writer. Whatever my journey is, I'm still holding on to the word of the Most High God. Oh my God, child, oh my God. If you care for the spirits in the air, I'm convinced that I can sing it one more time again. Cause patience brings possession. My tongue is the pen of a ready writer. Whatever my journey is, I'm unstoppable, unmovable, unbuggable, unshakable. Play this song for me. Play this song for me. Of my path, yes you do. You guide me all the way, yes you do. And no matter what I see, no matter how I feel, no matter what I'm saying, you tell me I can move on, and I can move on. If I hold on to you, it is well with my soul, it is well with my soul. I love to sing you. I love to sing your praise. I won't give up, I won't because God is by your side.
Tuning in. I'm your host, Speedy Brown. If you just tuned in, I just want to let you know that God loves you. Jesus loves you even more. And I want you to give a big round of applause for our guest today, Mr. Cecil Elder. Mr. Elder. Okay, can you tell us a little bit about what you do?
Yes, I'm a representative of a company called North American Power. We are a company that's been out in March of 2008. This year, we'll be out only 3 years. Our company is growing at a fast rate, and it's helping people generate extra income to the household for the rest of their life. And also in the regulated states that they can save on the electricity and gas bill and also generate extra income too as well. Anytime they turn on a light, a fan, or a stove, anything in that household, they get paid for it, and also their bill drop down too as well.
Okay, so what states are you able to do this in?
Right now we're currently in 9 states. We're in New York,
mm-hmm.
We're in New Jersey,
mm-hmm.
We're in Ohio,
mm-hmm.
Illinois,
mm-hmm.
Pennsylvania, Maryland,
mm-hmm.
Connecticut,
mm-hmm.
Massachusetts, and Maine. That's the 2 new states that came. And we're soon to be in Georgia, Texas, and soon here in Michigan with the regulated states. And by 2014, our whole world will be deregulated with electricity and gas. So what we are into is very, very powerful. It's helping the world go green with green, clean energy powered by wind all over America.
Okay, and what's the name of this company?
The name of our company is called North American Power.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Uh-huh.
And how can people hook up with you guys and, you know, get started or find out? Do you have a website?
Yes, I do. I'm going to give it to you. I have a website. It's called www.thenewg.com. And that's, they could go to this website. They could see a presentation and our comp plan on this website. And also my website for people to sign up is www.napower.com /, and my ID number is 190638. When they go on that page, North American Power, they can see everything about our company. They frequently ask questions, everything, to see how our company is growing at a fast rate right now. We're already a $900 billion company already in the course of 3 years.
Wow, that's awesome. So anybody can get involved with this, right?
Yes, anybody. And right now, all over the world, in all 50 states, they can take this renewable energy certificate and build wealth and generate wealth for the rest of their life. And also, the certificate is helping our country go green with green, clean energy powered by wind. It's helping build a big windmills and solar panels. And so far with our company right now, we have created over 50,000 jobs. They have to erect these big windmills and solar panels,
mm-hmm.
and they have to maintain this. So far it's building jobs. jobs too, as we speak with our company, North American Power.
How can they contact you?
They can contact me. My number is 313-457-5346.
Mm-hmm. And if you guys missed any of that information, you can go to my Facebook page, Independent Blast Radio, Speedy Brown, and you'll find his information on that page. And feel free to send me friend requests. I'll accept them. I'm reachable. God bless you all. And, hey, Mr. Elder, Brother Cecil Elder, a good friend of mine from Detroit, Michigan, he's really doing his thing. He's moving up in North American Power. I've seen his picks. He's suited up. He's booted, and all glory to God. He gives all his glory to God. He said that God moved him. Go ahead, you tell him. I'm not going to tell your testimony. You tell him.
Yes. In the course of 5 months, almost 6 months, my team is a fast growing team out here. Already out here in Michigan, ranked a director out here already. In the course of 5 months, and I have a very powerful team behind me, Mr. Carl Seaton and all my other team, the Johnsons, and Mr. and Mrs. Montgomery. I have a powerful team here in Michigan, and we are exploding. All we're doing is helping people generate extra income to their households for the rest of their life, because this is for infinity, and this is the best opportunity I've ever done in my life, and there's not a lot of money to start. Our startup fee is all they pay on the certificate is $19.50 to start up. $19.50 per month is 100% write-off. At the end of the year, you get all your money back.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a free business to generate wealth. Your free websites, webinars, conference calls, everything is free. They don't
right.
pay for nothing with the certificate. And that's sanctioned by the government to help our world go green with green, clean energy and also help people generate wealth for the rest of their life.
That's awesome, man. And we appreciate you coming on the show and taking time out your busy day to talk with us. And if y'all missed any of that information, please go on my Facebook page. You'll find him on there. And will it be okay if they send you a friend request?
Sure. Anytime. Anybody can send me a friend request. And I really appreciate it. And my name is Cecil Elder. I'm open for questions. And I'm just somebody just out here trying to help everybody. And I really appreciate you, Mr. Brown, for having me on this call today. And you really are blessing me, and God bless you for doing this. You're helping a lot of people out here in this world. We need a lot of people like you out here. And I've been telling everybody about you and like your page, too, as well, because you're helping people. And that's really a blessing. Ain't nothing but God is doing it. I really appreciate you.
Thank you, man. Thank you. Love you, bro. God bless.
God bless.
I
love you, man. Take care.
Talk
to you later.
All right.
Okay.
I just want to throw a little something at y'all. You know? Just want to throw what was thrown at me. You know? I hope it catches you. You feel me? Just want to throw a little bit of this word at you. You feel me? A little bit of my God. You feel me? A little bit of love. A little bit of change, a little bit of right. You know, yeah, hey, Christ threw it at me. I just threw it at you. Hoping that I get you, hoping that I get you. Hoping that you feel the vibe that God sent you. We are so blessed, it's a shame how these cats do. Lord Christ has arrived, he speaks through me. I give you the word assured that it's a new day. I was lost in that dark, I see a new way, a new light. God made me shine so bright, he gave me a new life. He'll fix you too, wipe me clean on my sin, man, he just that cool. Through this flow, I'm gifted, I spit that truth. Hoping that you hear it, I do this at you. Just, I throw it at you. Just, I hope it gets you. Just, I throw that at you. Just, I hope it gets you. I'm having fun with Christ. Christ, I'm having fun with Christ. He gave me new life. Yeah, I'm having fun with Christ. Yeah, he gave me new life. But listen up, yo. Christ threw it at me. I just threw it at you. Hoping that I get you. Hoping that I catch you. Hoping that you feel the vibe that God sent you. We are so blessed. It's a shame how these cats do. I done made up my mind to rep Christ, though. Most of us stuck in the world living that life, though. Hoping that I get through to you. Just take the right road. Cause only God knows what that devilish life might do. Hell is not a game, so don't you play with it. We need to get with the Christ way and stay with it. The word is up for grabs.
that they get it. Get it? Yeah. I hope y'all get it, man. I'm trying to give you something real. You know? Yeah. This Christ changed my life. Yeah. You know? I feel good now. You know? I'm on another mission. Yeah. I feel like I got purpose now. But listen to me, though. Yeah. Christ threw it at me. I just threw it at you. Hoping that I get you. Hoping that I catch you. Hoping that you feel the vibe that God sent you. We are so blessed. It's the same as these cats do. I'ma ride out with God. He's at my rescue. He at your rescue too, but he let you make your own choices. Please don't let your worst move be your last move.
Don't let it be your last move.
Bad proof. Tattooed on my heart. Christ, he there for me. Died dead on the cross. Blood, he shed for me. And you think that I'ma let that go? I'll be a fool if I let that go. I hope you get it, though. Chill.
A lot of people lost.
Yeah.
And they don't know which way to go.
Cause I'm on the narrow road. I stay straight like an arrow in the bow. They're trying to get me to stop while you're battling the go. But the fight continues, the flight continues. It might offend you. I only eat from the righteous menu. I had to turn into a teacher. Cause at first he turned me to a preacher. Cause my desire is to reach her. Like I'm texting and driving. I don't do swag, cause that word means arrogance. Look it in the dictionary. Stop being a parakeet. Copying the world like you're working at Kinko's. You're feeding them money while they're feeding you an ego. You need to get found like Nemo. He heals everything, including cancer, without needing the chemo. Never second or the third, last or the eighth. I broke up with the world for his passion and grace. And the taste is amazing. It's better than the earth's menu. His love is like a movie, always to be good.
If you wanna know, I'll show you. If you wanna know,
calling me a Jesus freak. I'm just following all the orders that Jesus sees. And I'm just trying to reach all the people that Jesus reached. He gives them resuscitation so they won't be deceived.
If you wanna know, I'll show you. If you wanna know,
go, go, go.
Cizane. No protection, stress ain't getting wet up from the Rizane. But I can't let trials and tribulations go to my Brizane. Cause then it'll be like I let all my faith go down the Drizane. Sometimes it can be very difficult to maintain. Cause he wanna give up on the promise that he promised everybody who believe and go in Cizane. But giving up on what I start just ain't my Cizane. He comes through every time I call his name, so can't complain. Been through losing my mom, losing my electricity. In a three-bedroom townhouse, but it feels like an efficiency. Cause the six of us, so the space we sharing is limited. But serving Christ, doors open, that comes with the benefits. My God is infinite, limitless. This is love and grace for me. My enemies hate to see me go where he's preparing a place for me. But while I'm here, he's there with me, every step guiding me through. See, I'm tried and true, I'm a witness of what the Most High can do.
Man, you can't tell me what my God can't do. You can't tell me what my God can't do. Man, you can't tell me what my God can't do. If he did it for me, then he'll do it for you. Man, you can't tell me what my God can't do. You can't tell me what my God can't do. Man, you can't tell me what my God can't do. It's been too many times he done brought me through.
You can't tell me what my God can't do. You know nothing about him. He knows it all about you.
Free me, what you scream to seeing demons. You you just begun, traded your soul for the game. But in this game, there's no winners. Eternal fire for the devil and all of his sinners. It's hard to be, I never knew ya. The king will say, on that great, great, terrible day. Depart from me, I never knew ya. The king will say, on that great, great, terrible day. It's aggravated, children of the night, but we fashion after the host of the light. It's funny, I'm in the darkness, they spring for Barabbas to crucify the king. Traded the Lord for the sex and the bling. For the money they fiends, I was with life. Triple six crews, these people worshiping fools. Cause in their heart, they say it's no God. Some want it their way. Tell me, who do you believe in? Surrounded by heathens, with their horns showing, the trumpets blowing. A voice in the wilderness, but you still won't listen. Spinner, spinning, diamonds glitz. Just a fraction of what you used to be. Faded memories in the broken glass. Now you the upper class. It's where you are now. Cause you will start now. And you got far now. Your past is bleak. Being broken is just a memory. And I need to say, and I need to say, I need to say. It's all to me, I never knew ya. The king will say, on that great, great, terrible day. It's all to me, I never knew ya. The king will say, on that great, great, terrible day.
Hallelujah. All right now, how y'all doing out there? This is Pastor So-and-so, and I just want to say to all y'all out there, I'm kind of having a bad day.
Pastor, what's wrong, man?
You don't even want to know. It's like the worst thing possible. I can't even believe it happened to me.
What's wrong, Pastor? Tell us, man.
I got a scratch on my Bentley. I can't believe it. Oh, my God, it's a scratch on my Bentley. I don't even want to drive it no more.
Pastor So-and-so, man, you are so vain, man. What is wrong with you, man? How do you even have a congregation?
What you talking about? Just because you try that old bucket. Don't mean nothing. I got a Bentley. I got 5 Bentleys, a helicopter, and a jet. And I got a private plane. And if I get a scratch on any one of them, they going back, you hear me? Because Pastor So-and-so just got to stay clean. Hallelujah.
Y'all give it up for Pastor So-and-so, man. He is special. That dude is special. All right, how y'all doing out there? You know, I'm chilling, feeling good, feeling all right. But today is really Truth Tuesday. And I'm going to tell you the truth. We need to pray. We need to pray more often. We need to pray without ceasing. You know, what I do here on this show is independent blast. What I do is give people opportunities to talk about their craft and things that they're doing and to play independent artist music. Why do I do this? Because nobody ever gave me a chance. So I want to give people a chance. Only God has ever given me the benefit of the doubt, and I just thank God for that, you know, because in doing that, he teaches you how to be more compassionate. I could have went the other way and just been rogue with it, you know, or the complete opposite of who I am now. So now my job is to give the love and compassion that was not shown to me. And I just thank God for that, for his mercy and grace and just keeping me real, you know. And that's just one truth that I want to share with y'all on Truth Tuesday. So today I just want y'all to keep up with the truth. And We're going to check out this song right here called Willpower by my homeboy Leif Erickson. I don't know if he's a Christian artist or what can you call him, but I like this song. And if he's not a Christian artist, I pray that he one day will be. So here he is.
Yeah, we propose a toast to those who've been here, to those that are still here, and to those who have yet to be here. This is utilizing your willpower, your soul power. Yeah. I've seen a lot of people come up, a lot of people fall down, a lot of people got up, but a lot of people stayed down, hit the ground, barrel of the bottom, rock potential, lost credentials, and nothing to show for. The time spent, I'm sentimental, but don't feel sorry for the residential evil that lurks within. Temptation overcomes many men, strips the soul to bare necessity, skin and bone, but can serve as a blessing in disguise. See, it gets harder as the day goes by, but even harder when that day sits still. Now counterclockwise moves the spinning wheel, allowing over time many things to be revealed. It gets harder as the day goes by, but even harder when that day sits still. Now counterclockwise moves the spinning wheel, allowing over time many things to be revealed. No matter how bad you got it, somebody got it worse. A couple of lines from a verse I used to hear from daily lectures that my pops put up in my ear, keep me nearer to the goal. Finish line patrol by a close-knit, tight unit like slime family stone. Stubborn but freedom express as we travel down the long road to success with the map and the compass. Many goals accomplished, microphone my accomplice. Been involved in numerous life-threatening, death-defying positions. In trying times, I was given an ultimatum. Should have been self-imposed, but perspectives change when your seeds grow. All natural, sunlight and H2O nourishes the nutrients, soul and minerals. That's a general consensus. Been in the storm too long and didn't realize, even with open eyes, now my soul revitalized. Yeah, it's harder as the day goes by, but even harder when that day sits still. Now counterclockwise moves the spinning wheel, allowing over time many things to be revealed. It gets harder as the day goes by, but even harder when that day sits still. Now counterclockwise moves the spinning wheel, allowing over time many things to be revealed. Mr. Yancey lives through.
My letter to the streets. Yeah, for all my homies out there. My letter to the streets. I feel you playing, homeboy. This is my letter to the streets. I know you're going through a whole lot, man. But we gotta change, man. My letter to the streets. Gotta come a little different for you. Like the Christ one day, so why not now? So many hesitate when you promised another day. And the streets is just a game that's keeping us occupied. I'd rather die repping Christ than be told I'm living a lie. And beside, with the rise of people killing the youth, but they don't care, they money hungry. Try to be in the truth, but here's the truth. Straight to the point, no punchline. We're dying free, all full of greed, with corrupted mind. But I pray Christ gets through to the people to sign a sign. Got me sure that the end is so close. Open your eyes and realize that we here for a real reason. Man, it's bigger than that robbing and stealing and thieving. Man, it's bigger than that whip that you set on 24s and that iced out chain. Or that mouth full of gold. Only God knows the road that we headed. This is the truth. Heaven or hell is your choice, so I give it to you. One day, so why not now? So many hesitate, we ain't promised another day. And the streets is just a game that's keeping us occupied. I'd rather die repping Christ than be told I'm living a lie. And beside, they talk the streets like it got on the cross to die for our sin. It's a shame, got me asking the people, why do we sin like it's a game? So far away from home, lost in a world of dreams, searching for shiny things. I give you Christ the King, my Lord and Savior, though. Thank God he saved my life, now I'm on mission to save a soul. Yes, I am praying for the day that we will break the mold. Trust in the streets, you are riding on a dead road. Battle's already won, you just have to accept the Christ. He paid the price for you and I to live a righteous life. Hey, I was doing dirty, you took my wrongs and made it right. It's your choice, your decision, hope I let you right. My letter to the streets. Said it took time out to talk to my people, man.
you. My letter to the street.
I come from where you come from, homie. Listen, yeah.
We all gotta give our life to Christ one day, so why not now? So many hesitate, we ain't promised another day. And the streets is just a game that's keeping us occupied. I'd rather die, rapping Christ than be told I'm living a lie. And besides, there ain't no fun when you lie. Back in that cell, serving time, I like sending for a few bags of that yell. Try to show them a better way, but they looking like they don't care. Oh well, and I guess it's the generation that failed. But it can't be, I'ma do all I can to make a change. Even if I gotta break my neck through it, I'll make a change. My letters to the streets, but I'm hoping you hear me. I hope everybody wanna be good, but that ain't what this life about. The videos and women, they keeping us in the trend. Talk to chase the money, lost sight of my God's plan. Lost sight of the truth, meaning of life. That's where I come in, I bring it back. I hope that you hear it in another land.
Tuesday, you know, you just gotta tell the truth, and sometimes truth hurts. Sometimes my testimony may offend others. I used to be some of everything. I was just thugged out my mind. I ain't know what was wrong with me. I was just living what I thought was right. The Bible says there's a way that seems right unto a man, but the end thereof is death. That death was my plan, because when I rose with Christ. And now that the Holy Spirit lives in me, old things are passed away, all things are new. I'm a new creature, a new creature in Christ. So my past does not dictate my future. And just like the song says, I believe, I truly believe that there is something different, there is something new. I just want to give a shout out to my wife, I love you, and to all my friends and family, to my children, and everybody who's listening, and thanks for tuning in. You know, I'm going to keep trying to bring you positive affirmations and love through this show and tools to help you make money and tools to enrich your lives. And I just hope that what I do is not in vain. And I just, you know, thank God for all my listeners, for you guys taking the time out to listen to me. You know, I'm nobody. I'm just a man trying to tell somebody about who loves everybody. Somebody who loves everybody. And that somebody is Jesus the Christ, our Lord and Savior. And I just want y'all to continue to be encouraged. Keep writing. Keep believing. Keep loving. And hold on to your dreams. And don't ever give up. In Jesus' name, I'm praying for y'all. We're going to make it through this thing together. God bless y'all. I'm your host, Speedy Brown, on Independent Blast Radio. Look me up on Facebook. Love y'all. Peace.
This song right here, this goes out to that person that's contemplating suicide. Seeking you by the mercies of Christ. Don't do it. It ain't worth it. Listen, whatever you going through, I know that God can bring you through. The things I see them do, he wrote this song for you. He's tried and true. Believe it, boo, that arose for you. His love will see you through. I know it's tough on you. You gotta do what you gotta do. I'm glad he smiled on you. You can make it, dude. These streets are cruel. Forgiveness, too. He spreads it free. Shines his love on you and me for all to see. Gonna spread my wings and fly away. Hope that you see a brighter day. Hope that you see a brighter day. Hope that you see a brighter day. God sees your dreams, he's stronger. He's your prayer of light. God sees your dreams, call on you. He's your prayer, make it true. God sees your dreams, he's your prayer. Sometimes it seems like it's just so overwhelming.
All right, y'all. Was that great or what? I mean, awesome. Wow. Now y'all see why when I get off the program, I cannot ignore his program. I be having to listen in because it just be awesome. And then he has other shows that y'all will be hearing as well. This one day this week, we're going to be playing some more of his shows on here because it's awesome. I love the guests that calls in. They have different topics they talk on, and it's just awesome. And so once again, like I said, I was blessed. I am blessed by that program from Tuesday. We thank God. God bless you, Speedy Brown and your family. God bless y'all. I'm telling you, that was a awesome program. And that's why I set aside today and said, you know what? I said this one, this show here, got to play on my program live on Sunday. And so I just thank God for our brother on today. And I'm telling you, and all of his listeners out there, those of you that listen in to him day to day, I want to say God bless you too as well. I'm telling y'all, this is, it's just, he's just awesome. And so we thank God, and so we thank God for that. And now adding to his program, we thank God for our other brother. A lot of you are going through some trials right now. A lot of you are saying, I can't take it no more. I'm thinking about throwing in the towel. I'm just tired of this and I'm just tired of that. It's just so much problems. I don't know if God is listening. You know, I'm not sure. It's a lot of things that a lot of you all today is going through, and you just feel like all hope is gone. You're thinking like, how long should I keep going on? You know, how long should I keep going on through this? I've been going through, and it just seemed like I'm not coming out. Well, this message is for y'all today, and we thank God for Dr. Willie James Campbell. I am so honored to be able to have his ministry being heard on this program as well. He has a powerful message. It's 27 minutes, and we're going to listen to this 27 minutes, and right after that, I'm going to come back. I'm going to bring you some powerful prayer. It's going to be some great things before we get off of here. today. So right now, we're going to hear 27 minutes of this great, powerful message y'all got to listen to. It's called, It's Working Out for Your Good. And we'll be back in a little while.
In spite of yourself, reach over and touch somebody and tell them, it's for your good. Speak that thing until they believe and tell them, it was for your good. Hallelujah. Some of the things that you've been through, look at it now with a different perspective. Stop looking at it negatively. Yes, some of y'all say, I spent a lot of time in the world. Should have got saved a long time ago. Yep, maybe you should have, but you didn't. You can't sit here living in the past. It means just that, past. That means it's behind you. You can't let nobody keep bringing up what you used to be. You can't let nobody keep bringing up how you used to act. What they've got to know is that you're on another level now. Forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth, I press. In other words, the things that I went through at the time I was going through them, I didn't understand why I had to go through what I went through. But now that I'm on a different level, I look back at the trouble that I had and the tears that I shed and the liquor that I drank. And I look back and tell the Lord, thank you. Because a whole lot of folks didn't make it where I am. But because I was predestined to be in this place, I've got a testimony to give to let the world know that the devil can't mess with me by bringing my past up. Because wherever I am now, I thank God for where I was, because I never was where I was. I wouldn't be where I am. Have I got a witness here? Somebody, under the sound of my voice, I know you're listening to me, because you've been carrying a guilt feeling. The enemy been messing with your mind, in your consciousness, in your spirit. You felt like you'll never get nowhere because you're holding on to the things that you've been through. And the devil keeps reminding you that you would be further if you hadn't have done this, or you hadn't have made that mistake. That may be right, but now I'm not looking at what I should have been. I'm looking at where the Lord is taking me, because I know that all things work together for my good. It wasn't good to me when I was going through my test. It wasn't good to me when I was going through my trial. But on this Sunday night, as I'm in the sanctuary, I can hold my head up and say, thank God that you brought me out. But never mind what I used to be. Just look at me now. Have I got a witness here? Touch somebody and tell them, it's my turn to receive a blessing. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Nobody could testify better than Paul could. He could tell us, I was predestined to be where I am. Oh, Roman church, I want to talk to y'all and tell you what's going on. For I already told you that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. I already talked to you and told you in the 7th chapter, when I left 6 and 23, I stepped over in the 7th chapter, and I told you in the 7th chapter that there was no good thing in your flesh. But before I moved to the 8th chapter, I gave you a crutch
in the fifth chapter when I said, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through Jesus Christ. Now that your crutch has taken you through the sixth chapter and brought you to the seventh chapter, you can take your crutch and throw it away and begin to walk in the newness of life. For there is, therefore now, no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. And I stop now to tell you that whatever you've done, it's over now. You're in Christ. And according to God's word, therefore, if any man be in Christ, behold, he is a new creature. All things are passed away, and behold, all things become brand new. In the midst of your test, in the midst of your trial, I stop now to tell you, God's got a level of anointing to take you to. God's got a place that you've got to be in. Stop looking at your surroundings. Stop bathing in your failures. Stop feeling sorry for yourself. Get a grip on yourself and stand up and look the devil in the eye and say, for God I'll live and for God I'll die. I know I'm talking to you. The devil got your ears stopped up so you can't hear what I'm saying. But by the power and authority of the Holy Ghost, I unstop your ears so you can hear the truth. For the Bible says, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. As of tonight, God's setting you free, and he whom the Son sets free is free indeed. I can't get no help here, but I feel God speaking in the midst of your dilemma. I know it's been rough for you. In the midst of your test, I know it's been rough for you. But on this night, God's got a word for you. I hear the Lord saying, stop being negative and recognize that it was for your good. Every lie that was ever told on you, it was for your good. Every ditch that the digger dug, it was for your good. Every bite that the backbiter gave you, it was for your good. Every hypocrite that talked about you, it was for your good. God got another blessing for you. God can't take you where you ought to be till you start praying at him for where you are. You got to pray at him for every test. You got to glorify him for every situation because of who you are. You're a child of God. Don't let nobody make you lose your joy. Don't let nobody put a clog in your prayer wheel. But stand your ground. Let the devil know it's testing time. I'm going through hell. I'm going through hard times. But in the midst of my going through, God is still holding. He got a hold of my hand. I've been shedding tears. But in the midst of my tears, I hear God saying that weeping may endure for a night, but joy is coming in the morning. Not now, but in the morning. While you're going through, it ain't good to you. While you're going through, you can't focus on getting out of it. But tonight, on this Sunday night, I want you to know that it's time to refocus. Get your eyes set on the Lord. Let that devil know that whatever I'm going through, whatever my situation, it's only temporary. God didn't bring me this far to leave me now. I know somebody, under the sound of my voice, you're saved.
You're living, oh, you know how. But in the midst of your living, say, the devil been messing with you. His demons been giving you a fit. The devil has told his demons to destroy your faith, to depress your spirit, to make you lonely. But tonight, I got his hall card. I want the devil to know that whatever he's been doing to you, you're going to take the negative and turn it around and make it positive. You're going to take what you're going through and use it for a stepping stone. Because God said, Lord, I'll be with you. If God said it, I believe it. That settles it. I'm going to my blessing. For I know that God will. He'll take care of you. It's for your good. Touch a man and tell him it's for your good. My glory, it's for your good. If you hold on, if you don't let go, if you stay focused, come on up out of Lodi Bar. Stop thinking depressed. Stop thinking defeat. Get your mind set on the Lord. For I hear the Bible say, keep all in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on the Lord. Stop looking at what you're going through. Stop looking at your test. Stop looking at your trial and refocus. Get your mind on heavenly things. For the Bible says, set your affection on things above and not on things of the earth. But set your affection on your deliverance. Set your affection on your relationship with God. I feel like preaching the God I serve. I know he's able to let you know it's for your good. I dare you, stop crying. Pick your head up. Stop walking around looking pitiful. But hold your head up. Stick your chest out. Look the devil in the eye and say, Satan, it's over now. For the God I serve is letting me know that greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. Right now, I've been crying. Right now, I've been suffering. Right now, I've been sick. Right now, I've been depressed. Right now, I got questions in my mind. Right now, there are things that I don't understand. But tonight, on October the 19th, I'm gonna let the devil know that right now, devil, it's over. I'm taking control of my life. I'm taking control of my mind. My mind is stayed on the Lord. And right now, the Bible says, let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus, who thought it not robbery to be equal with God. I'm so glad that God loves us, and because he loves us, he'll take care of you. What is man that thou art mindful of him, or the son of man that you pay him a visit? But you made us a little lower than the angels, but you crowned me with glory, with glory, and with honor. I came to tell you, if you hold on to God's word, if anybody asks you what's the matter with you, look them in the eye and say, I'm standing on the word of God. I'm not standing on what man says, but I'm standing on the word of God. And can't nobody do me like the Lord can. God will
your joy. Don't let nobody take your prayer. Don't let nobody take your faith. Don't let nobody destroy your relationship. No man, no woman, no boy, no girl is worth you losing your relationship, losing your fellowship. But hold on, the God's unchanging hand. If you hold on, God will bless you. If you hold on, God will take care of you. If you praise Him in the midst of your test, if you praise Him in the midst of your tears, if you praise Him in the midst of your agony, I hear Paul saying, who shall separate us from the love of God? Shall anything separate us from the love of God? No, because I am more than a conqueror. I'm more than a conqueror. I'm more than a conqueror. Because I am more than a conqueror. I'm sorry, y'all. If you don't want to go, I got to leave you. I'm going to another level. Hey, yes, I am. I'm gone, y'all. I'm sorry. I can't take you with me because I made up my mind that I'll let nothing separate me from the love of God. I won't let nothing get between me and my God. I won't let height. I won't let depth. I won't let power. No principality. No angel. Things present or things to come. I'll let nothing separate me from the love of God. If I hold on, I got a blessing coming. Whatever I've been through, you look at me now. Because tomorrow, when I come out, I'm going to be different. Tomorrow, when I come out, I'm going to act different. Tomorrow, when I come out, I'm going to shout different. Tomorrow, when I come out, I'm going to dance different. Tomorrow, 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 when I come out, I'm going to come out with a new praise. I'm going to come out with a new dance. I'm going to come out with a fresh anointing. Yes, I will. Yes, I will. Shout glory. Shout glory. Shout glory. Shout glory. Grab somebody and say, neighbor, I'm coming out of it. When I come out, look out. I got a fresh anointing waiting for me on the other side of my test. Because can't nobody do me like the Lord. Nobody, 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 nobody.
My Father, feel something in here. Grab your hands and say, neighbor, I don't know what you're going through, but as of right now, you are coming out of it. The reason I know you are coming out of that depression, coming out of that situation, is because I got your hand. And I'm coming out. And when I come out, I'm taking you with me. Now snatch them out there. Come on out of here.
This ain't no game. Some of y'all are going through hell right now. You're going through so much you don't know which way to turn. But God's getting ready to take you to another level. I want you to touch somebody, and when you touch them and say it's over, I want you to go to praising God like you done lost your mind. Reach over and touch three people, tell them God said it's over. Get you a spot. Or some of y'all gonna mess around here and let folks make you miss your blessing. You better take this message. Devil ain't playing. Get you a little spot. And for 15 seconds. I didn't say 30, I said 15. For 15 seconds, I want you to praise God for what you've been through and what you're going through. And then when I stop you, for the next 15 seconds, I want you to praise God for bringing you out. Now, what's the first 15 seconds for? What you've been through and what you're going through. Touch somebody and tell them I got to praise them for what I've been through. And praise him for what I'm going through. Now watch out. When I get through with that, watch me shift and praise God for bringing me out. Now, see, some of y'all still haven't tapped in. You still haven't hit that vein. When you hit that vein, it's going to be a Holy Ghost explosion up in here. Now look at that person again and tell them, I'm getting ready to praise God for what I've been through and what I'm going through. Then watch me shift. Because then I'm going to praise God for bringing me out. Yay! Come on, get ready. When I hit three for 15 seconds, I know some of y'all can't really praise him for what you're going through because you're kind of down, so you don't feel like you're out, so all you can do is say thank you, Jesus. But the devil is alive. God can't take you where you ought to be until you praise him for where you are. Something's got to give. When I hit three, and some of y'all going through so much that you've been crying. You've been crying so much until your cheeks just get tired. And if they could talk, they would tell you, please don't put no more water down here. You've been through so much. But now you're about to come to an end. When I hit three, come on, some of y'all ain't got enough room. Because when you praise God for them 15 seconds, when you hit that level where you're going to praise him for bringing you out, you're going to be on a whole nother plane. Because then your faith is going to activate. But your faith is going to be built up on your ability to praise God while you're in what you're in. Some of y'all need deliverance from habits. But God's going to do it. Here we go. One, two, three. Start praying. Now that was for what you're in.
Not praise him for being out. Come on.
God of heaven, once again, here we stand before thy divine presence in the midst of thy spirit. As empty pitchers before a full fountain, we come with that which we have to say thank you. You've been so good to us in spite of difficulties, in spite of sickness, in spite of disappointments. You've still been good. You lengthened the prickly threads of our lives. You're allowing us to roll on simply because of your grace. Your mercy was extended to us because when we were messing up, your grace saved us. Thank you for just another day. Another day, another day to give you praise. Another day to give you worship. Another day to say thank you. In the midst of sickness, in the midst of pain, in the midst of depression, we, the sheep of your pasture, beseech you, touch, heal, deliver, and set free. The enemy that has come to steal, kill, and destroy, that thief I bind, I rebuke, I cast out. You will not be stressed. I command the spirit of stress to let go. I command depression to leave. I command every demonic force that has come against your life and your purpose and your destiny to be defeated right now. God will give you the victory even as we pray. For we pray in faith and we believe that our God is able. Touch right now. Somebody that's listening don't know which way to turn. They're perplexed in their mind, in their spirit. There's the flesh that's pulling them to pull them out of your will and out of your spirit. But today, even while we pray, send the blood rushing there. The blood that will deliver, the blood that will set free. Satan, you're defeated right now. You will not pull them away from the safety of the arms of Jesus. I speak now, every perplexing situation, every perplexing problem that has caused them to become frustrated in their minds, in their souls, in their spirit, I bind, I rebuke, I cast out. Satan, I want you to know I'm not taking nothing off of you. I'm tired of you. I'm sick of you doing what you want to do to the people of God. And I come against you by the power and authority of the Holy Ghost. Let go of that mind. Let go of that young person. Let go in the name of Jesus. I command you, Satan, drop your weapons and flee. Get out of here in the name of Jesus. And I praise God for the victory because I speak it into existence. The victory is yours. The healing is yours. The deliverance is yours. You will not be stressed. You will not be depressed. I speak now by the power and authority of the Holy Ghost. Because I stand on the word of God, and the word said, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. I speak now, Satan, you are defeated. You are no longer wanted here. You will no longer survive here. The blood is against you. The power of God bind and rebuke you in every area of the believer's life. Even as we pray, I feel victory coming now. You will not be defeated. You will stand tall in the power and authority of the Spirit of the living God that dwells within you, that leads you and guides you. I bind the spirit of grief, depression, stress. Come out now. The blood is against you. The blood, the blood, the blood. You don't want to hear me talk about the blood, but the blood yet prevails. The blood still has power. The blood still delivers. The blood yet sets free.
in the name of Jesus. Thank you for the victory. I speak it right now. I hear it right now. I believe it right now. I receive it right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank God for the victory. Thank you for the healing. Thank you for the deliverance. Thank you for the salvation. Thank you right now. For the more I thank you, the better I feel. The more I thank you, the more the enemy is defeated. The more I thank you, the more the power moves. Ooh, Jesus. Move right now. Jesus. When trouble's burning me down. Jesus. When demonic forces attack. Jesus. When the pressure comes to bear. Jesus. When we feel like throwing in the towel. Jesus. When there's no hope around. Jesus. When friends forsake you. Jesus. When everything is going uphill. Jesus. When there seems to be no deliverance there. Jesus. It's something about calling your name. That demons tremble at your name. You put the brakes on death. And you cast out stress and depression. And you bid us to move on a little further. Because everything the devil is trying, it's not going to work. Because when we call on that name, that's about every name. That at that name every knee bow, every tongue confess. Woman, you didn't come here for naught. But you walk through the door, and there's a deliverance waiting for you. There's a healing waiting for you. There's a breakthrough waiting for you. The Lord's working that thing out while you're trying to figure it out. He's already worked it out. I feel deliverance here. I feel healing here. I feel a lifting here. All you need to do is praise him. Give him a pressure praise. Give him a stress praise. Give him a depressed praise. But the more you praise him, the more he'll work for you. The more you praise him, the more he'll deliver you. The more you praise him, the more he'll lift you. The more you praise him, the more he'll heal you. I speak healing. I speak healing. Healing in the mind. Healing in the body. Healing in the soul. Healing in the spirit. I speak healing. I don't care what the doctor says. The cancer got to dry up. The tumors have got to melt. The blood's got to be regulated. I speak it right now. I'm not speaking in my flesh, but I'm speaking in the anointing. I'm speaking in the spirit. I speak healing. Cancer, I command you, dry up right now. I speak to your mind. Receive your healing. I speak to your mind. Receive your deliverance. You will not give up. That demonic force that's trying to control your mind, getting in your emotions, making you feel hopelessly helpless, and feel like you're not going to make it, feel like everything is going against you. I bind that spirit. I bind and rebuke the demon that's coming into your mind, coming into your spirit. Even as I pray this prayer, something is about to break. There's a shifting in the spirit. There's a move in the spirit. There's a greater anointing that's coming into your life. The devil don't want you to get it. The devil refuses to let you have it. But I come against that force, that demonic force that's working in the atmosphere, that's working in your home, that's working on your job, that works when you're by yourself, that works when you get in your car, trying to stress you out, put you into a state of unbelief. I call you out of Lodi Bar. Get up from there, woman. Get out of that place. That's not where you belong. The devil wants to destroy you, but the devil is alive. You will not be destroyed. I command you to live. Not only do I command you to live, but I command you to be happy. I want you to be happy. Not only be happy, but I command you to have joy in the name of Jesus. Oh, Jesus, move by your power. That stubborn demon, you resistant demon, you don't want to go nowhere, but you got to give up the ground. Give up that ground. Give it up right now. The blood is coming there. The blood is coming to the ground of your survival. The blood is coming to your resistant spirit. The blood is delivering you. The blood is setting you free. I speak it right now. You gotta give it up now. Satan, let them go. Let go right now. Let go right now. Let them go right now. In the name of Jesus, thank you for the healing. Thank you for the deliverance. Walk in your healing. Walk in your deliverance. Praise in your breakthrough. There's a better day coming. There's a brighter day coming. Tears are rolling, but they're tears of resistance. I find that spirit. I speak now. Get up from there. Get out of that bed of depression. Get out of Lodi Bar. You don't belong in Lodi Bar. That Lodi Bar got you bound and held down. But the blood is coming there, lifting you out of it. By the power and authority of the Holy Ghost, be thou free. Be thou free. Be thou free. In the name of Jesus, let go, Satan. Get out of here right now. Get out of that mind. Get out right now. In the name of Jesus, be thou healed. Healed right now. Thank you for the healing. Healing of the spirit. Healing of the spirit. Healing of the spirit. Healing of your spirit. I know you've been hurt. I know you've been wounded. I know you've been disappointed. But God is moving there. There's a purpose for you. There's a destiny for you. The devil don't want you to have it. He's trying to abort your destiny. But the devil is alive. I come against the spirit of abortion. I come against you now. You will not abort this anointing. You will not abort this calling. You will not abort this healing. You will not abort this deliverance. I speak right now. Loose your hold. Come out of there now. In the name of Jesus, thank you for the healing.
Amen. Draw them around somebody and tell them God said it's over. Your hands and give the Lord some praise and power.
Wow. I'm telling you, was that powerful? What I feel like I was at church. For real. I'm telling you, I'm looking around like, am I in the last service? What's going on? I'm telling you, that was powerful, y'all. My God, my God. This was a great, great day. I'm telling you, it was just awesome. Just awesome. And I am just so grateful. I'm telling you, I got something that I want to play for y'all. It's right quick. I know y'all going to be laughing at me. But we finna go into a new week, y'all. And it's time for us all to realize that no matter what we're going through, you know, as the man of God was saying, you know, still these are our happy days. These are our happy times. Still yet while we're going through, but we still are in our right mind. Still in going through, we still are breathing and we have life today. So many people are dying. So many people are leaving. So many people leave the house in the morning and go to work and they don't return to their families because they done got caught up in a bad car wreck and they die on the spot, or they get in a hospital and be in a coma and they just die. You know what I'm saying? So many people go to bed and say, you know, hey, I'll see you tomorrow. I'm getting up in the morning. I'm doing this and doing that. And they just dying and leaving here. But we are yet still here. So that's something to be happy about. I got something to play for y'all, and we're going to come right back.
Sunday, Monday, happy days. Tuesday, Wednesday, happy days. Thursday, Friday, happy days. The weekend comes, my cycle hums, ready to race to you. These days are happy days. These days are tell them to me.
Goodbye, gray sky, hello, blue. There's nothing can hold me when I hold you. Seems so right, it can't be wrong. Rockin' and rollin' all week long.
Sunday, Monday, happy days. Tuesday, Wednesday, happy days. Thursday, Friday, happy days. Saturday, what a day.
Oh, my God, I got messages, people posting up like, oh, my God. Like, I can imagine the looks on people's face when they heard that. Like, wait a minute. Angel done went back for real. Yes, but it's the truth. They're talking about happy days. If you listen to what they're saying, they're telling them blue skies goodbye. They're telling them skies goodbye and hello. You know, hello to the good times. So I had to play that to get people laughing and, you know, to get you excited and, you know, laughing and smiling, because I know when I play it, it just make me laugh. I told my daughter one day, I said, I'm going to play it, Happy Days. I'm going to play it. She didn't believe me, and I played it one day. But we just thank God for you all tuning in. Tune in on tomorrow morning. We will be on live. Links will be posted. This is our refreshing week. We're going to call this refreshing week with the angel on deck. God is refreshing us through music, through his word, and through prayer. We thank God. And so I want you all to tune in. We have a great program coming live tomorrow. And I'm telling you, it's just awesome. So we just want to say God bless you all for listening in to all of the countries. I know it's probably evening and night there in some places, but we just thank God. It's morning in some places, early morning, wee hours of the morning. Also, I want to give a shout-out to Malaysia on today as well. And I just want to say I just pray that God has blessed y'all through this program that you have heard with our brother Speedy Brown and also with the pastor, Dr. Willie James Campbell, that you was blessed by the prayer and blessed by that powerful message. And on tomorrow, we will have a link that we will play Pastor Jamal Bryant called Save Room for Me, along with our music and more. So in saying that, always know that God loves you and that the angel on deck loves you too. Ending us off will be our brother Pastor Marvin Sapp doing the hymn medley. And we out.
The old I may be, every hour I may be, oh, blesses now, my Savior, I come to bless the Lord, oh my soul. And all that is within me, bless His holy name. He has done great things. He has done great things. He has done great things. Oh, bless His holy name. This can't nobody do me like Jesus. Can't nobody do me like the Lord. Whoa, can't nobody do me like Jesus. Oh, He's my friend.
I feel right, churchy. Y'all better pray with me.
I said He picked me up and turned me around, y'all. He picked me up and turned me around. One day He picked me up and turned me around. I said He my friend. Oh, the blood of Jesus.
I promise you I'm going to sing some more of this stuff in a minute.
Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, of Jesus, that washes my as snow, for it reaches to the highest mountain, ooh, and it flows to the Lord His valley. Gives me strength from day my God today, it will never, ever, ever lose. It will never, never, ever lose. It will never, never, never lose. Its power, power, wonder-working power in the blood.
I'm going to leave y'all in a minute.
Of the Lamb. Oh, there is power. Power. Wonder working power.
in the precious blood of the Lamb.
Y'all, can we keep singing them songs in the church? Oh, God. I just feel like having church, that's all. I know we ain't got all night, but just touch somebody real fast for me and tell them, say, neighbor, there's still power in the blood. Some of y'all still ain't talking to nobody. I see you looking at me. Just touch somebody, tell them, say, neighbor, there's still power in the blood of Jesus. Oh, y'all ain't saying it like y'all did, man. Just touch somebody real fast and tell them, say, neighbor. There's still power. I know some of y'all think I'm crazy. I'm not crazy. I just love him. That's all. Just look at somebody and tell them, say, neighbor, I'm not crazy. I just love the God that I serve. I wonder if there's anybody in this house other than me. Got to make that declaration right now. Just look at somebody and tell them, I'm not crazy.
Feet getting light.